I want to thank the Lord for it is a joy for my wife and I to be here.
好，谢谢主啊，这个是何等喜乐，给我跟我的太太能够在这里。
And my, that I enjoy the singing.
哦，我真的很享受与弟兄姊妹一起唱诗歌。
I think it's so nice, guy.Maybe the acoustics, but also you sang with gusto, and I think that's wonderful.
可能这房间比较小嘛，可以有些共鸣，对不对？这个大家用很用力的唱。
I'm sure that singing was invented by the Lord.
我相信唱诗是神发明的。
And well, then the enemy came in and wanted to. Well, you know, I think he might have been the choir leader or the director of music in eternity past. And,But I thank the Lord for that we can sing.
可能这个仇敌在他变成仇敌之前呢，可能是这个大的这乐团里面的指挥啊，对不对？
It's wonderful to sing alone.
有时候一个人唱诗也不错。
But it's more wonderful to sing together.
但是一起圣徒一起唱更好。
So I really enjoyed it this morning.
我非常的享受。
Your singing.
而且弟兄姊妹今天早晨一起
唱诗。Wonderful Lord.Well, let's open our Bibles to this book of Colossians.
再翻到圣经哥罗西书。
Our brother Andrew prayed this morning that.Lord, we will not let you go until you come and open our eyes and reveal yourself to us.
今天早晨呢，有一个祷告，就是我们不让你走，直到你开我们的眼。
And I trust that the Lord will put that prayer and desire in all of our hearts.
我相信主能够把同样的负担摆在众弟兄姊妹心里面。
I believe the Lord wants to, He wants to visit us and meet us and reveal Himself to us more than we want to see Him.
我相信我们主愿意来遇见我们，来跟我们说话，比我们想要见他还更大。
So I remember the what Jacob said to that man or angel. Well, I believe it was the Lord that he was wrestling with in Genesis chapter 32.
雅各在创世第二十二章，他在亚伯渡口遇到了个人或者是天使，他跟他说
，You know that must have been an incredible experience for Jacob to be wrestling during the night with this person that he could not see。
啊，能够跟这个他可能没有看见的人呢，他在那里与他摔跤。
And you remember as the sun was coming up and the daylight was breaking。
我们知道天开始发亮了，这个太阳出来了。
This person said, "Let me go, let me go. I need to go. I don't know where he was going, but I need to go."
他说，这个人说，你让我走吧。
And what did Jacob say?
雅各怎么说？
I will not let you go.
他说，不让你走。
Until you bless me.
直到你祝福我。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
I believe the Lord loves that when He sees that in His children.
所以我们相信神看到他儿女们有这样的态度，他何等的喜悦。
Now, I can remember in public school. That's a long time ago.
我记得当我在读公家是这个学校的时候，很多年前。
If I had to give a speech for 5 minutes or 2 or 3 minutes, I thought, oh, what am I going to say? This is terrible. I was so nervous and afraid.
我要有五分钟的演讲，我就紧张到不知道讲什么。
And now I think the Lord has done something in me because an hour is not enough.
现在主已经做了一件事情了，所以我讲一个小时钟总是觉得不够。
But if you can forget about me and realize that we're here together and the Lord is here.
可是先不看着我，但是记得我们今天都在主的里面。
And we're going to spend an hour with the Lord.
我们有一个小时与主在一起。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是很奇妙？
Yes or Amen or Hallelujah or something. Yes. Oh, can you imagine if the Lord Jesus really, in his physical glorified body, if he came in that door, what would happen? We would all fall on the floor, prostrate before him.
主如果是穿着他荣耀的身体，现在从他的门走进来，你说我们反应什么？
So, yeah, in our hearts, we want to we want to have that position before him.
在我们心里面希望我们都有这样的态度在主的面前。
And I hope that because of, well, perhaps in a small way, because we have been here, that you will, after this weekend, you will find yourself more hungry and more thirsty for God and for the Lord Jesus Christ than ever before.
不用想要很大的事情怎么发生，但希望经过这个周末，我们每一个人在里面都有开始有一些对主的饥与渴。This
is part of the secret of going on with the Lord and growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. That part of the secret is to be hungry.
一个我们能够在主里面能够继续的长进，这个秘密就是你里面有饥渴。And
the Lord knows our heart.
我们主知道我们的心的。
He's looking right into your heart, into my heart, at this moment. He knows everything about us.
这个时候，神在看见每一个的心里面。
And if we have this hunger for him,
如果我们有一个这个饥渴对他的话,
he knows about that.
他知道。
And he's looking for just the right time and the right timing and opportunity to meet that hunger, meet that need.
在他最渴的时间里面，他要满足你那个饥渴。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
I want to read a few verses from chapter 1 to begin with.
我们开始先从第一章读几节的圣经。
Because of time, I won't read all the verses that I won't read the whole chapter, but let's read verses 1 and 2 first.
我们只读头两节。
Colossians 1, verses 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉神旨意，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，兄弟提摩太，写信给哥罗西的圣徒，在基督里有忠心的弟兄，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父归于你们。
Remember what I said on Friday.
礼拜五我这样说过,
Paul, the Apostle Paul who wrote this letter, as far as we can understand, he had never been to this Colossae and had not met these brothers and sisters.
使徒保罗写这封信的时候，他还没去过哥罗西，也没见过哥罗西的圣徒们。
And when he wrote this letter, he was in prison, probably in Rome.
他写这封信有可能在罗马的监狱里。
And we believe that Epaphras was the one, we find him mentioned in verse 7, but Epaphras, we believe, was the one who heard the gospel through the Apostle Paul in Ephesus and preached the gospel first in Colossae.
我们相信以巴佛可能在以弗所听到保罗传的福音，所以他就把这个福音带到哥罗西。
And when the gospel was preached in this town, in this poor town of Colossae, some people opened their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, received him, and a little assembly, a little church was born.
在这个这么很萧条的一个城市里面，有些人听到这个福音，只有一个小小的聚会就诞生了。Well,
I don't know how little it was, but there was an expression of Christ was born in this town of Colossae.
我们不知道有多小这个教会哈，但是这个聚会就开始。
And probably Epaphras was the leader, one of the main leaders in the assembly.
我们相信以巴佛可能是当中这个聚会其中最重要的一个带领人。
And something had happened in this church that really was very disturbing to Epaphras.
在这个教会里面有一些事情发生啊，对于以巴佛心中很大的搅扰。
And so we believe he went this 1,000-mile journey, approximately 1,000 miles to Rome, to tell the Apostle Paul what was happening in Colossae. And I think when he first arrived that he had wonderful news for Paul, and he told him how the saints were growing in the Lord and loving the Lord, and their faith in God was evident. And their love for the Lord Jesus Christ was evident, and they had this hope of his coming. So when Paul begins to write this letter, he mentions these things. So he mentions their faith and their love and their hope.
So 保罗写这封信一开始就先讲这几件事。
And then Paul gives us in this wonderful letter one of possibly the greatest unfailing of the Lord Jesus Christ to this church in Colossae, and we have it today. Now, before we talk too much about that, I want to make some comments on verses 1 and 2. Now, if you read Paul's letters in the New Testament, there are quite a number of letters that he wrote to churches. You will find that his greetings are very similar to the churches. Now you notice in verse 2 he says in the middle of the verse, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二节后面一句话他说愿恩惠平安从神我们的父归于你们。
Now in all of Paul's introductions to his letters to every church he tells them, he says this, grace and peace unto you. He says that.
在每一封信一开始的时候他说愿平安恩惠都归给你。
But in his letters to Timothy and Titus, he adds something.
当他写给提摩太跟提多的时候他加了一些话。
You don't need to turn that.
你们不用翻了。
He adds one word.
他加了一句话,
this,
就是这个,
grace, peace, and mercy. That's to you.
他加了这个怜悯,恩惠,平安,怜悯,归给你。
He does, as far as I know, he doesn't use that word to the churches, but to these young men that he really considered to be his sons, and they were growing up in the Lord and taking responsibility in the church, in the churches, he says mercy.
这些都是他年轻的弟兄在他主里所生的儿子，所以他也在教会里面开始负责任的时候，他加了这个字怜悯。
I wondered why did he do that?
我就常常想他为什么做这个事呢？
This is what I think.
这是我所想的。
Because Titus and Timothy were becoming responsible in the leadership of the groups.
因为提多跟提摩太在他们聚会的地方开始接受责任，成为带领的弟兄。
There are things that leaders go through that others don't go through.
有些事情是带领的弟兄们所经过的，一般弟兄姊妹不经过。
There are difficulties that they have.
他们遇到一些难处是别人遇到的。
They have burdens maybe that the assembly doesn't have.
他们有些负担是整体的弟兄姊妹不见得有的。
They have this responsibility before the Lord.
他们有这个责任在主的面前。
And so I believe this is why Paul said to them, to Titus and Timothy, he said, and mercy. Grace, peace, and mercy to you. This doesn't mean that mercy is not for all of us. Because we need to remember what the Bible says about mercy. There is a whole chapter in the book of, I think it's in Psalm 136, I think, where in every verse, he said, the scripture says, and his mercy endureth forever.
我相信可能在诗篇136篇里面，整篇诗篇都讲到怜悯。
Somebody said that the grace of God is that He gives us what we don't deserve.
我们有人告诉我们说，恩典就是他给我们我们不该有。
And His mercy is that He doesn't give us what we do deserve.
那什么叫怜悯呢？就是我们该有的，他不让我们经过。
We need the mercy of God.
我们需要神。
We need it every moment.
我们每一刻都需要求的怜悯。
So His mercies are new every morning.
所以他的怜悯是每天都是新的。
Have you sensed any of His mercies today?
你们不一定觉得他的怜悯在我们当中呢？
They were abundant and new, even from yesterday.
他这个是何等的丰盛。
Now, I said to you on Friday,
礼拜我这样说,
that you have a secret.
你有一个秘密,
remember?
你记得吗?
You know we're here? It's a supernatural secret.
一个超自然的秘密,
and what was the secret?
那个秘密是什么?
Anybody tell me.
有人要讲吗?
Pardon? Yes, the secret is in verse 2.
Yes, yeah.
You are in Christ. You are not only with him, you are not only near to him, something more than that. You, by the grace of God, by a miracle operation of God, you, if you are a Christian, you are in Christ.
如果你是基督徒，靠着主的恩典，神圣的一个手术把基督摆进来。
Now, that is a secret that the world does not know or does not have.
这个是一个秘密，这个世界没有。
This was a secret that Paul wrote to these believers in Colossae.
这个秘密也是保罗写信给各位圣徒。
He told them, "You are yes, you are in Colossae."
没错，你在哥罗西。
You're going through all kinds of things just like the world. You're suffering, you're hurting, but you're going through them in a different way because you are in Christ.
你跟在哥罗西的世界上那些人一样，经过许多的难处，但是因为你在基督里，你所经历的只有不同。
And we need to remember that.
我们需要记得。Because
we're going to suffer.
我们会遇到难处。
We're going to hurt.
我们会受伤的。
We're going to go through difficulties.
我们会遇到一些艰难的。
Life is made up of mountains and valleys.
我们知道，我们一生就是死荫的幽谷，高山幽谷。And
we need to remember and know what it means to be in Christ.
我们要知道，真正知道什么叫做在基督里。I
have another secret I'm going to share with you this morning. Well, it's a secret from this chapter.
我今天要带第二个秘密从这一章里。
You like to hear secrets?
你们喜欢听？
Be honest.
诚实一点哦。
You know, when somebody tells you, don't tell anybody.
有些人说讲秘密总是要告诉别人。
You can hardly wait.
你就没办法了。
There's only one person you want to tell.
你就可能就一个人要讲。
But no, these secrets are different.
这个秘密是不同的。
The Lord says, I'm going to give you a secret. Now tell everybody.
你说给你一个秘密，告诉所有的人。
Yeah. Well, you don't even have to tell people. They will ask you.
他们问,
if Christ is living his life in you, and you're letting him do that, people will wonder what's the matter with you.
如果主的生命在里面活出来的话，你不需要问了，人家问你最近发生什么事。
Why are you always whistling?
为什么一直在吹口哨?
Why are you so happy?
为什么这么高兴?
What have you got to sing about?
你有什么可以唱的呢?
I have a secret.
我有个秘密。
What is it?
是什么?
I'm in Christ.
我在基督里。
What a wonderful place to be.
这个是最好在的地方。
This is a supernatural secret.
这个是超自然的一个秘密。
Only God could do it.
只有神能够做。
When you and when I opened our heart to the Lord, He came and dwelled inside of us. That's part of the secret. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The other side of that is that you are in Christ. And remember what I said. When you're reading your New Testament, be aware of the little word in. And somebody has said that for every time you see in the New Testament that Christ is in you, there are 10 times you will find you are in Christ.
当你读圣经读到说基督在我们里面，你就会发现有十倍之多讲到我们在主里面。
What does it mean to be in Christ?
究竟在主里面什么意思？
Why is it so valuable that we know what this means?
为什么这么重要？我们需要明白这个事。
I'm going to try to tell you very quickly.
我愿意很快地告诉你。
But I hope you will never forget.
我希望你不会忘记。
When the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross,
当耶稣基督死在十字架上,
we were in Him.
我们住在里面。
By an eternal miracle that only God could do, God put the whole race of Adam in Christ.
这个很奇妙的，这个神把所有亚当的族类都摆在基督里。
Why?
为什么?
Because he was going to do away with that whole race.
因为他要把整个亚当的族类离开了。
He was going to take them into death.
把这个全部带到死亡。
They could not be fixed up.
没法医好的。
We could not be fixed up.
我们没法被医好的。
Our only hope was to die. So he put us in Christ. And when the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross,
当耶稣基督去世教的时候,
I was in him.
我也在那里,
you were in him.
你也在那里,
you say, well, I wasn't even born.
你说我还没出生吗?
But you were in the heart of God. God knew about you.
谁几认识?
He knew that He knew that on such a date I would be born. Because he gave me life. He knew that. Back when the Lord went to the cross, I was in him. And you were in him. So when he died, what happened to you? I died. We died. And when he was buried, what happened to us?
他被埋葬,
we were buried.
我们也埋葬,
when he rose from the dead.
当他从死里复活,
now, remember what I said. The race of Adam, the old man, was in Christ, was died, put to death.
我们讲过啊,亚当的族类,
and when the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead, a new creation was born. So in the Bible we have two creations. The old creation and the new creation. The old creation was headed by Adam. The second creation was headed by the Lord Jesus Christ, the last Adam.
第二个新造里面就是耶稣基督是带头的，这个叫做圣经讲的末后的亚当。In
the heart of God, in the mind of God, there only have been two Adams.
在神的心中只有两个人，就是两个亚当。The
first Adam,
第一个亚当。And
the last Adam,
末后的亚当。So
we are a new creation.
我们是一个新造的人。In
the Lord, we have been taken down into death and brought forth in resurrection.
我们在基督里，我们被带到死，又被他带起来。Now.
I said something like this on Friday. The value of being in Christ for you and for me is in knowing about it. What does it mean? In having it revealed to us. This is a secret true of every true believer. Every Christian that's been born of God, they have died, they've been buried, they've been resurrected in Christ, and they've ascended to the right hand of God in Christ. Now, why is the revelation of this so important? I will tell you five reasons. Are you listening?
你是不是在听啊?
Because this is the way that God has delivered us from the power of sin, from our self-life, from the flesh, from the law, and from the world.
世界.
Okay? Did you get that?
有没有记住啊?
This is the way that God has delivered us and set us free from sin as a master. That's Romans 6.
我们26章里面讲到这个罪好像一个主人啊,
from the law,
从律法,
that's Romans 7, verses 1 to 6. From self,
己,
as Romans 7 as well. From the law of from the flesh, that's Galatians chapter 5:23, I think. From the flesh. And from the world,
从世界,
that's Galatians
6:14.
Do you remember some of those verses? Galatians 6:14 says something like this. This is Paul writing to the Galatian believers. Well, let's read it. Okay, let's go turn there for a moment. Galatians 6:14.
Mm-hmm.
But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world.
14节，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
This is God's answer for us to the world.
这个是神对于世界的答案。
We have been crucified to the world.
我们对世界来讲，我已经钉在十字架上。
How did that happen?
那这个怎么发生的呢？
Because God put us in Christ.
因为主神把我们摆在基督里。
Are you having trouble with the world attracting you or drawing you away from Christ? We need to see that we have died to the world.
有没有经历发现世界好像对我们很大的吸引？我们就要记得我们已经与基督同死了。
Now look at verse 24 of chapter 5 of Galatians, just maybe on the same page. Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts.
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
If you will read Romans 6, you will find out also that this is the way that our old man has been put to death and we've been delivered from the power of sin.
如果我们读罗马书第六章，我们知道我们旧人已经被致死，我们的犯罪的天性也被致死。
So, this is a wonderful fact that God has put us in Christ.
这个是一个很奇妙的事实，神已经把我们摆在基督。
And He wants to reveal to us what a great thing this is that we're in Christ.
所以神要启示给我们知道，在基督里是何等奇妙的事。
It's true in heaven. It's true on the earth. It's true in our hearts.
在天上是真实的，在地上真实的，在我们心里面也是真实的。
But the value and the joy of knowing this comes in its revelation to us in our spirit.
你能够得到那个真正的价值，你能够从当中得到喜乐，是一定知道他已经启示给你。
So remember.We are in Christ.
记得我们在基督里。
We are not spared from all the sufferings of the world. We are not spared from that.
我们没办法说在地上所有的受苦我们都可以免掉。
But when we find ourselves in situations, if we let the Holy Spirit, He will remind us you're in Christ.
我们遇到
your supernatural spirit.
遇到一些事情，圣灵会提醒我。我们在基督里，这是我们超自然的一个秘密。
Now, the second secret that I wanted to share with you from verse 2 is this.
第二节这里说
Grace be, in the middle of the verse, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿恩惠平安从神我们的父归于你们。
Here Paul tells us,that God is our Father.
神是我们的父。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
We are His children.
我们是他的孩子。
We are His sons.
我们是他的儿子。
And His daughters.
女儿。
So here's the secret.
这个是一个秘密。
Sonship.
这个儿子的名分。
Our God is our Father.
这个神是我们的父。
Remember the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples?
记得保罗啊，耶稣对他们服的祷告。
When they saw him praying and they said to him, Lord, teach us to pray.
当他们看到耶稣祷告的时候，他们就说教我们怎么祷告。
And he said, pray this way.
那耶稣说这样祷告。
Our Father.
他说我们天上我们父。
What a wonderful thing.
这个何等奇妙的事。
I don't know what your, well, I know some of your families and some of you children are very blessed because you have what I consider to be wonderful fathers.
这个我不知道大家是怎么样的，我相信在你们当中一些的家庭里面有一个很好的父亲。
That was not my experience growing up.
但是在我长大不是这样的经历。
What a wonderful father God is.
所以我能够知道我们天上有个父是何等的奇
妙。Yes, He's our God, He's our King, but He's our Father.
没错，他是神，他是王，但是他是王。
Now that means that we have been born of God. We have been begotten by God. And this is a wonderful, there's a wonderful secret as well that the world does not know anything about. Okay, let's go on and read. I want to read verses 12, 13, and 14. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin.
12节又感谢父叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦。Now,
notice it begins Paul with giving thanks.
你发现一开始保罗说感谢,
giving thanks unto the Father.
感谢父,
and if you look back at verse 3, you will see also Paul says, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you.
第三节也这样说,
now, thankfulness is a trademark of the Apostle Paul.
对保罗来讲,感谢是他的记号。
Read the letters. You find many times he talks about this matter of being thankful. Now, I think I mentioned to you on Friday that there's a commentary on this, on Colossians and Philemon, written by Hanley Moore.
我们知道礼拜我也提过有一个讲解的书从这个Bishop Moore所写的关于哥罗西书跟腓利门书。
Now I want to read something for you that I discovered in this commentary. I want you to listen, try to listen very carefully. It's about Thanksgiving. Okay? This is what he said. There is a great and profoundly reasonable power in holy thanksgiving.
如果在这个神圣的感谢里面有一个何等大的能力。
To bring home to the soul the reality of the treasure for which the thanks are given. I'll read that again. There is a great and profoundly reasonable power in holy thanksgiving to bring home to the soul the reality of the treasure for which the thanks are given.
能够带到每一个人的心里面，给他知道这是何的，是一个什么样的宝。
I want to try to tell you what I think he said.
我是告诉你我的理解。Give
thanks to the Lord.
把感谢归给主。
Thank him every day.
每天都感谢他。
Thank him for this.
这样感谢。
Lord,
和主啊,
when you died, I was in you, and I thank you that I died in you.
当你死，我在你里面，所以我也死了。我感谢你。
When you were buried, I believe and I thank you that I was buried with you in that tomb.
当你被埋葬的时候，我感谢你，我也在他的坟墓里面，我也埋葬。
And Lord Jesus, when you rose from the dead, and the disciples and the women found you, they didn't know it, but I was in you when you rose from the dead. Thank you, Lord.
当你从死里复活的时候，门徒跟那些妇女去找你，他们找不到，他们不知道，但是我在你里面，我也复活了，感谢你。And
Lord Jesus, I thank you that I am seated with you in heavenly places, though sometimes I don't feel that way, but I thank you that I'm there.
我感谢你，我与你一同坐在神的右，坐在天上，虽然我有时候没有这样感觉，但是我感谢，这是事实。These
are eternal facts about every one of us.
这个事实是永远的事实，对每一个人都是一样。
And I believe that Hanley Moore is saying, as we thank the Lord for what he's done, he will begin to open our eyes.
我相信这个就是Hanley Moore这个弟兄所写的，在主人部，我们如果这样看了，我们眼睛就被打开。
He will begin to make it real and living in our spirit, in our lives.
主人部把这个转成一个何等真实的，在我们里面就成我们的生活。
So Paul says, in verse 3, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we're praying always for you. We're giving thanks for you.
所以保罗第三节的时候，我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父常常为你们祷告，我为你们，我感谢神。
Because of that little word we, I'm convinced that Paul was not praying by himself.
那这里就我们，所以我相信保罗不是一个人。
But I believe that Epaphras and Timothy were there with him, and maybe others, as he was in chains to the Roman guard and soldier, they were there praying, worshiping the Lord as he was writing this letter.
我们知道保罗在罗马监牢里面是锁链绑着另外一个兵丁，那这里讲我们，我相信以巴佛啊跟提摩太，可能还有其他人跟他一起，正在跪在那里一同祷告。
Now I want to point you to another couple of verses in the first and second chapter.
我想看第二节的圣经。
Because I believe these verses tell us, they give us what something of Paul's burden that he had for the Colossian believers and for the churches that he wrote to.
我相信这个是神摆在保罗里面的负担，说他写这封信给哥罗西的教会。
It's in verse 28, chapter 1, verse 28, down to verse 1 of chapter 2.
Okay, 第一章二十节到第二章第一节。
He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
他这里讲到关于耶稣基督。
And he says, whom we preach, verse 28 of chapter 1,
到第二十八节。
Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
第二十八节，我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人。要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神的面前。
Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working which worketh in me mightily.
我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
Verse 1, chapter 2.
第二章第一节。
For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as they have not seen my face in the flesh.
我愿意你们晓得我为你们和老底家人并一切没有与我亲自见面的人是何等的尽心竭力。
Now from these verses we discover that the Apostle Paul is going through something in his own life, this burden as he's praying for them.
从这几节圣经里面我们发现保罗在他 生活生命里面他经历一些事，所以他有些负担要写给哥罗西的圣徒。
You see, he says in verse 29 of chapter 1, I also, whereunto I also labor, striving, according to, not according to his own power, but according to God's working in him, according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. And then in verse 1 of chapter 2, he talks about the great conflict that he had for the people there.
从第二十九节我们发现他说我为此劳苦，他没有照着他自己的能力，但是他说我照着在我里面运行的大人，我是尽心竭力。第二章第一节他也是讲说我是何等的尽心竭力。
Why was the Apostle Paul going through this? Why did he have, why was he going through this striving and wrestling in prayer? Why?
为什么他会经过这个他需要尽心竭力呢？
Because the Apostle Paul was looking for fruit.
因为保罗在找果子。
Fruit for God.
他在为神。
Fruit for Christ.
为了主在找果子。
In his labors.
在他的劳苦里面他要找果子。
And he was not satisfied with 10%.
他对于只有十个百分之十他不满足。
Or 20%.
或者百分之二十。
Or 30%.
或者只有三十。
Or 90%.
或者九十。
He wanted 100%.
他要百分之百。
He wanted a harvest of 100-fold.
他希望这个收成是百分之百。
How do we know that?
我们怎么能知道？
Look at what he said in verse 28.
他二十八节怎么讲呢？
Whom we preach, warning every man.
他说我在这里劝诫每一个人。
And teaching every man.
我在教导每一个人。
That we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
我们能够把个人在基督里完完全全。
The word perfect there also means mature.
这里讲的完完全全也是说成熟。
This was Paul's desire.
这是保罗的心愿。
That everybody that he spoke to,
每一个他所传过的人，
everybody that he preached to,
每一个他去跟他们讲道讲过的，
would mature and grow up and be mature before the Lord.
每一个都会长大，每一个都能够成熟的。
Terry, I don't know if you're going to get me water, but I have some.
Oh.
I thought maybe you would. Thank you, Terry. Pardon me. Now, if you turn over to chapter 4,
and verse
12,
第十二节,
we read something else about Epaphras. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
所以说啊，这个说基督耶稣，因为以巴弗问你们，按他的祷告之间为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全信心充足，能站立得稳。
In the margin for laboring, my translation says striving.
在这里说也是提到讲到尽心竭力。
So you see that we believe that Epaphras was really with Paul in this matter of prayer and praying for the believers at Colossae.
在关于这个祷告的事上，我们相信以巴弗跟保罗是一致的，一起在那里祷告。
Now I want to read verses 24 to 27, chapter 1.
我现在要读第一章24到27节。
Paul is talking about himself. He says, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church.
现在我为你们受苦，保持欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺陷。I'll
just stop there for a moment.
我就停在这里。
Someone has said, I'm not sure who, someone has said this.
有人这样说,
we only have this short lifetime to join the Lord Jesus Christ in his sufferings.
在与主的受苦上面能够与主联合。
Not that we should, I don't believe that we should ask the Lord to bring suffering into our lives. No, no.
我们绝对不需要去祷告主把难处降给我们。
But we will go through things. All of us will go through things. And how we go through them really depends on whether the Lord will get glory or whether he will not get glory. Because suffering in our lives in various forms is unavoidable. Now there is a way that our sufferings and our affliction can bring glory to God, and we can join perhaps with the Apostle Paul in making up that which is lacking of the afflictions of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then verse 25, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God.
25节，我照神为你们所赐给我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。
Even the mystery or the secret which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints.
26节，这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。
To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Here we have one of these unique phrases to the book of Colossians. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, I have been talking about this secret, which in the second verse of chapter 1 is, you are in Christ.
第二章第二节说,
we have this wonderful secret, we are in Christ.
这个很好的一个秘密是我们在基督里。
But here we have this the other side of this mystery, of this secret,
这个奥秘的另外一面,
which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now notice what the scripture says. Verse 26. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations. Now this secret that we have, this mystery, has been hidden for ages and for generations. Though all those wonderful saints that served the Lord in the Old Covenant, they, as far as I can tell, they did not know this mystery.
在古代旧约里面这些圣徒啊，这个服侍神，他们没知道这个秘密。
When you read the Old Testament, sometimes I wonder, were they touching some of them? Were they touching something about this? Because they talk about, David talks about, God is my refuge.
这个我常读旧约，我就很稀奇这些神重用的仆人们有没有摸到婚姻这个秘密。跟大卫讲的时候，神是我的避难所。
It's something you run into when you're hiding, when you want to hide.
避难所就是说你遇到事，你躲到哪里去的？
The saints in the Old Testament talk about God is our dwelling place.
这个旧约里面，这个神是我们所愿意居住的地方。
But the fact that they were in Christ, that secret mystery was hidden from them. But now it's been revealed. So this is an open secret. God wants us to know all about it. So look at what he says. It's now revealed to his saints. And to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. You see that? God doesn't only want to reveal this mystery to us. He wants to reveal the riches of the glory of this mystery to us. So I'm convinced.
我相信,
the little that I know about this mystery. But it causes me to rejoice. And even to dance, if you would let me dance. I tell people that I have danced a few times. When on the day that I retired from General Motors in Canada, I danced and I thought people maybe in Florida would have heard my feet dancing on the pavement as I danced over the factory.
从加拿大，我这个动了个，啊，佛罗里达，能够听到我这个在跳舞，这个打地。It
was a happy day in my life.
这个对我是何等喜乐的一天。I
have been there for 30 years.
我在那里工作30年。And
the Lord had given me the job. It was a blessing for me.
感谢主给我这份工作，我这是主的给我的祝福。But
now, in a few days, I will have been retired for 19 years.
那再过几天，我就已经退休了19年。
Time goes so fast. Oh Lord, use us in these days. So God wants to reveal the riches of the glory of this mystery to us. This is what he wants to do. This is his longing of his heart. There is nothing like this, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And I think through all eternity we will be learning something more about this great mystery. So may we have this. I want to have this continual desire, Lord. I want to know more of Christ. I want to see more of Christ. I want to be filled more with Christ. Because he is so great. To the Father, to God the Father, Christ is everything. And as we read in verses 15 to 20, he made everything. He keeps everything. He holds everything together. And God wants him to have the preeminence in everything. Oh, this letter is tremendous in its unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ. But sometimes when I read it, I say, Lord, I understand so little. But I want to understand. Now, I told you about a commentary by Henry Moore. You can download it. I think you can download it on the internet. And it was very highly recommended by Christian Chen to read if you're going to study this book. I'm going to tell you something else that I've discovered. Sometimes you will hear brothers and sisters that are speaking, like Brother Kong and Brother Franke and different ones. You will hear them mention a man, T. Austin Sparks.
Austin Sparks.
Probably T. Austin Sparks has been used in the last century. Maybe more than anybody else, to make us aware of the greatness of Christ. When you read his writings, his ministry, you are confronted with Christ. So you can download his ministry as well, but you can get books free by Brother Sparks from Emmanuel Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We can give you the address. You can write to them, they'll send you. And there are some, I'll just tell you about a couple small books. One is entitled In Christ. It's right along what I've been trying to share about this matter of being in Christ. And the other one is the centrality and something else of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they have been a blessing to me. Well, let's just read the verses that we sang this morning. Verses 9 and 10 of chapter
2.
For in him, that is in the Lord Jesus Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, complete or full in him, which is the head of all principality and power. I'll read on for a few verses. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him, through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Did you notice the little word hath? In verse 13, he hath quickened together you, he hath quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses.
So,
blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句把它撤去钉在十字架上
and having spoiled or disarmed principalities and powers he made a show of them openly triumphing over them in it or in his cross
即将一切执政的掌权的掳来明显给众人看就仗着十字架发生
Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days
所以不拘在饮食上或节期月说安息日都不可让人论断你们
which are a shadow of things to come but the body is of Christ
这些都是后世的影儿那形体就是基督
let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels intruding into those things which he have not seen vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind
不可让人因着故意谦虚和敬拜天使就夺去你们的奖赏这个人屈立在所见过的学着自己的欲心无故的自高自大
Notice in verse 18 the first phrase Let no man beguile you of your reward
第十八节他说不要给有人夺去你们的奖赏
I read a translation of that that I like
有一个是这样的解释
And it was this
他是这样说的
Let no man rob you of your prize Remember, I told you why this letter was written. Because there were certain people that came into the church assembly in Colossae. And they were saying that Christ is not enough.
告诉弟兄姊妹说只有信基督不够的
They were putting him in the background
他们就把基督摆成
And saying that there were other things that we needed to do to approach God
我们还要做一些其他事来到神的面前
Among many other things they were teaching
有很多他们所教导的
And when Paul got that news from Epaphras he wrote this wonderful letter of lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ
当保罗听到从以巴佛听到这个消息之后他就写这封信叫他们高举耶稣基督
So there are a few places where I just like to read this is one of them. Don't let anyone rob you of your prize.
So 就是这一节是我希望你们能够记住的，不要让有人抢走你的奖赏。
So remember, there is a prize.
你要记得有个奖赏。
And Paul was one who was going for the prize in full stretch. He was reaching for the prize.
我们知道保罗是全力的、尽心竭力的要得到的奖赏。
Yeah. In verse 23 of chapter 1,
第一章二十三节,
it says, If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel,
在这里说, 只要你们所信的道上恒心, 根基坚固, 坚定不移, 不要不自被引动失去福音的盼望。
So Paul is saying, don't let anyone move you from the hope of the gospel.
在这里说, 不要被引动失去福音的盼望。
So we'll just go back to chapter 1 and verse 5.
第一章第五节。
I'll read verse 4, or 3 to 5 in chapter 1.
第一章第三到第五节。
We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告。
Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which he have to all the saints.
您听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并将众圣徒的爱心。
For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel.
是为那给你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
faith is the foundation of our life in Christ and Christ in us.
信心就是那个根基，我们在主里面，主在我们里面。
We can never do without this faith.
没有这个信心这个事
Without faith it's impossible to please God
人非有信不能得神的喜悦
So Paul brings out this matter of faith
So 保罗在这里带出信心这件事
And then he says we heard of your faith in verse 4 and in Christ Jesus and of the love which he had to all the saints
第四节说我们听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心并将众圣徒的爱心
Now love covers a multitude of sins
这个爱里能够遮盖许多的罪过
And we cannot do without this love And in the church, this love we have for one another should be very evident, as it was in the church at
Colossae.
We thank the Lord for the faith that He gives us. To trust Him. To rely on Him. To cast ourselves upon Him. And He gives us this love for one another. It's a wonderful love. And then verse 5 talks about the hope. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Brothers and sisters, this is our hope. We have a hope that's laid up for us in heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back. And what did Paul say in Philippians chapter 3? That I may be found in Him. When the Lord comes back, we'll be found in Him. This wonderful hope. The enemy will try to rob us. The world will try to rob us of this hope. But remember what Jesus said in John chapter 14. Don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God. You have faith in God. Believe in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. That's a part of our hope. He's going to come back. When He came the first time as a little baby, only a few. I can only count between five and ten were looking for Him. But when He comes again, will I be looking for Him? I hope so. We have this hope. May nothing rob us of this wonderful hope. So remember, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And you are in Christ. These are eternal facts. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for your word. And we thank you for your presence in our midst. Take your word and cause it to sink into our hearts. Even as we are graven on your hands, write your word into our hearts. We thank you for the great work that you have done, Lord Jesus. You have come to dwell inside of us. And you have put us in Christ. And you have made us to be sons of God. We thank you. And we praise you. Bless your word. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.